Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.
Welcome in again to JoeBucksFan.com and a Draft Buzz podcast. You know, I haven't been doing too many of the mailbags lately just because, well, I mean, the questions have really pertained to one subject, especially in the past week, and that has been Aqib Talib, and that's where I'm going to take this podcast right now, because I have so many, I've had so many people ask me, so with the whole Aqib Talib situation, that has to mean that the Buccaneers are going corner, maybe or even early in the draft. How does that affect the Buccaneers' draft plans? Well, my answer, first off, is I don't think it affects the Buccaneers' draft plans at all. At all. Especially early on in the draft. You know, the Buccaneers were already looking at corners. They're bringing at least one of those corners in, Curtis Brown. He's a corner out of Texas. You know, I don't think that the Buccaneers are as desperate for cornerbacks as most people think, especially the national media. E.J. Biggers was one of the best corners in football last year, statistically. FootballOutsiders.com is a site that really dives in deep to statistics, and they have a success rate. And E.J. Biggers was the seventh best corner in all of football last year. On there with Tremont Williams and Darrell Revis and all the top corners in football, Nate Clements. There was E.J. Biggers. I mean, I will say I was slightly surprised. But when you look at the job he did at the end of the year, I thought E.J. Biggers played very well. And he is destined to be a starter for the Buccaneers. So depending on how this whole Aqib Talib situation plays out, I don't think it changes the Buccaneers' draft plans at all. Now, for Aqib Talib, so many people jumping to conclusions. Just release him. Just get rid of him. There hasn't been one columnist, one story written about Aqib Talib saying, let's let this thing play out. Let's see how it plays out. I, for one, know all of the situations he's been in. But this should not have surprised the Bucs at all. Mark Dominic's been with this team. Raheem Morris has been with this team. It shouldn't surprise them that Aqib Talib is getting in trouble. When they drafted him just a couple years ago, I sat at Raymond James Stadium and said this is risk and reward. He's as talented as you can find as a corner. He was talented enough in that draft to go as a top five draft pick. But his character was not. The Buccaneers have taken risks on these types of players. Aqib Talib, Mike Williams, to name a couple. Mike Williams, there's a reason he fell to the fourth round. He had some issues at Syracuse, but he had top talent. They took the risk, and it's paid off so far. Aqib Talib has top talent, but he has terrible character. We don't know how this is all going to play out because Aqib Talib is now saying that he didn't shoot the gun. If he didn't shoot it, should that matter? Should that come into play? I'm not going to dive in deep to whether or not I think he did it. But what I am going to say that nobody has said yet, and everyone wants to just get rid of the guy, but the best thing, this is finally, good news regarding the lockout. The best thing that could have happened for the Bucs in this situation is that there is a lockout. They don't have to jump to conclusions. They don't have to make up their mind on anything. They can let it play out. See who you get in the draft. Maybe you get a corner. Maybe you don't. You have other needs too. You have defensive end needs. You have linebacker needs. Speed on offense. Depth at tight end. Plenty of needs for you to address in the draft. No need to reach on a corner. Then, once the lockout's over, free agency will begin. Aqib Talib's under contract. You don't have to release him immediately. See who you get. Maybe you do sign Nnamdi Asamoah. If you sign Nnamdi Asamoah to a contract and he agrees and you pay him big money, guess what? You're probably going to release Aqib Talib. Now, if you go into free agency and you aren't able to get, what's the big rush? There's no rush to release Aqib Talib. None. There's no season right now. Teams can't even do anything right now. They can't even talk to the guy. Let it play out. Maybe the truth comes out that he did it or that he didn't do it, but at least you're not rushing to judgment. And I think the one thing that we've seen, especially with this regime, with Mark Dominic and Raheem Morris, is that they're not going to rush to judgment. They're going to sit back, let it play out, and address the team they feel they like they need to address the team. But I personally don't see the need in drafting a corner in the first or second round. I don't see it. I think there's a lot of corners you can get in the middle rounds, the third, fourth, or fifth round, that you can come in, bring in as depth at the corner position, and you still have E.J. Biggers, who, by the way, played very well last year, and Myron Lewis, who was a rookie last year, who I thought when he stepped in and played pretty good for a rookie. Let's see how his development continues. No need to panic. No need to trade up for Patrick Peterson or Prince Amukamara. I think you're fine where you are. And I am always going to be a believer that I think a pass rush helps corners more than corners help that pass rush. We've seen good quarterback, cornerback play for the Buccaneers the past few years. And it's only led to the Buccaneers having the least amount of sacks in the league. You get good pressure up front, it's going to make your corners look a lot better. That's why I think the focus should be along that defensive line. So once again, in recap for you, I do not feel like the Buccaneers need to panic and go and get a corner just because of Aqib Talib's situation. Best thing that's happened to the Bucs so far is that there is a lockout and they don't have to rush to judgment on the situation. Hey, we got a new podcast. We got a new mock draft coming out. We got a lot of new stuff coming. NFL draft just a few weeks away. JoeBucksFan.com.
Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at Facebook.com/FairAndJust.